Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Ralph Graves Jr. Show. My name is Ralph Graves. So glad to have you guys here on WWDB AM 860 AM, WWDBAM.com. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your early morning on every Wednesday. My name is Ralph Graves. I'm the host of the show. Like I said, it's just a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The seasons are changing. We are here in sunny Valley, Kenwood, PA. It's just good to be here on another Wednesday. Listen, if you're joining on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and all those other platforms that we do this on, thank you for taking the time out to be with us on this morning. Good morning, everybody. We'll say good morning to all of my co-hosts. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kyer.
Good morning.
Jason, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So good to have you guys in the place. Jason, last time we saw him, he was getting married. We saw him. Today is the first day I see him as a married man. I just want to let everybody know he is as bright and sunny as he's always been, probably even shining a little brighter today.
I don't know about all that, but I'll take it, though. Things have been good, though.
Well, that's good. That's good. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is doing well. I remembered what I did this weekend, but I like to go around the room. How was your weekend?
Weekend was fine.
Anything crazy? Anything special?
No.
I don't think so. What about you, Kaya? Anything on the weekend? I know it's Wednesday that you can't really remember what happened on the weekend, but anything on the weekend?
Yeah, nothing spectacular, but I had a good weekend.
You had a good time? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jason, how was your weekend, man?
It was good. Well, last week we were up in the Poconos, so we came back Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So I wish we stayed a little bit longer, but we were there for 8 days. So
nice.
The longest vacation I had in about 11 years, so it was much needed.
Well, that's good, man. That's good. Very good. Very good. I mountain biked this weekend. I did some hiking, and it wasn't just a regular mountain bike. I called one of my good friends, Deacon Preston Fortune. Shout out to Deacon Fortune if you're listening. And I called him late on a Saturday. I called a couple other my boys. They couldn't make it for whatever reason. But I called Preston Fortune, always ready, always down to do something. I said, hey, man, what are you doing? It's Saturday morning. So he said, nothing. So we went mountain biking. And the first trail we went to, Jason, was nice and easy, nice and simple. But we crossed over into the second trail. Man, it was crazy.
Massive incline?
Inclines, declines. I mean, yeah, I dumped the bike. I dumped it. I came down this hill, hit some sand.
Did you roll? Or did you skid?
I think I more skid than rolled, but I thank God that it was sandy. You know, it was sandy, and I didn't get beat up. But we were in the woods. I'm talking about thick woods. We were hitting mud. It was raining. It was so thick that, you know, the rain really wasn't even bothering us because it was, but it was crazy. But we had a good time.
Yeah, we went hiking up in the Poconos, a place called Ricketts Glen. It's a state park with a bunch of waterfalls, and it's like,
oh man.
So it's a 3.5 mile hike up, 3.5 mile hike down, but then there's also 4 miles of just straight hiking to get there as well, like back and forth. So
wow.
It was a good like 10 mile hike. It took us like 4 hours to do, but it was fun though. We had a little R&R the next day that was needed.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what we need. That's what we need from time to time. How's everyone this morning? Call in numbers 888-329-3306. We have a great topic today. Today we're talking about the importance of a vision statement. We're talking about 7 reasons why you need a personal vision statement. Vision statement. We're talking about that on this morning. And I want to kick it off. You know, we got a lot to talk about, but I do want to kick it off right off the bat. You guys know I pastor a church, and so I'd like to kick it off right off the bat. Janae, read our first verse of the day, because I need to point this out to people. Go ahead.
It's Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, right? I'm a believer. I pastor a church. I pastor Cornerstone Community Church in Millville, New Jersey. I've been pastoring. I'll be 15 years in January. Loving it, having a good time. I pastor some beautiful people. And so we know that our lives are the result of our thinking, of our thoughts. And I don't want you to think that that this is some new age man-made stuff, because it's not. The writer of Proverbs says, listen, commit your works unto the Lord. Have a dedicated life. to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Now, when our thoughts are established, it begins to kind of format and play out our lives. You have to have a vision for your life. The vision that you glorify, I should say, the vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this will build your life, and this you will become. That's from James Allen. That's from his book, As a Man Thinketh. And so it's important that you and I develop a right mindset. It's important that you and I develop a right mindset that leads to vision. Leads to vision. Listen, if you're not working out your own vision for your life, if you're not living by your own ideals, which are simply standards, you are living someone else's vision for your life. And you're also living life by their ideals and standards. So this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about the seven reasons on why we should have some sort of vision statement, for us. The call-in number is 888-329-3306. Good morning to everybody that's saying, give me a shout on the Facebook. Jennifer, Diane, Anthony, always good to see you on here. Good morning, Maurice. Good morning, Maurice. So we're talking about vision and ideals. Janae, what's our Twitter poll today? Do we have one?
We don't have one. I just found a good one, I think. I keep changing them.
What's that? Because
it's never like actually set in stone. Let's see. Where is it? Oh. Would you rather always have a song stuck in your head or always have an itch that you can't reach?
There you go. It's the same song?
It just says a song. So I guess like it changes every day.
Well, I always have a song in my head anyway. Maybe, so if right. It's the same song, that'd be a quandary.
Yeah. Well, you know.
On repeat, over and over again. Or an itch, a permanent itch.
You can't reach.
Oh, no. Give me the song.
Like a
what do you say, Jason?
Right under the skin.
I'm taking a song all day.
Yeah, give me the song. Yeah, unless I'll be hopped up on Benadryl, couldn't get nothing done if there's an itch I can't reach. What about you, Kair? The song or the itch? A song that plays constantly or itch you can't quite get to.
A song.
Yeah, give me I even take the same song.
I don't
yeah.
know though, because I got an itch. It's like like that thing in your ear that makes you do that noise that nobody likes.
Yeah, please don't ever do that.
I can't reach that. Like, I can't reach that. But sometimes if there's a song stuck in my head, it really bothers me. Like I'll even like the song, uh-huh. but it'll just be like, I really wish I could stop singing it.
I know.
Like, I really do. Like,
guys, we're talking about vision statement for your life. Jennifer Wooder says she'll pick the song. Jasmine Graves says she'd pick the song. Guys, I want to talk to you about a vision statement for your life. Do you have a personal... And I like to talk about these things. I like to talk about things that we don't normally think about. I think sometimes we just live life, right? We just go from day to day, from moment to moment. And I'm talking about a vision, y'all. I'm not talking about an idle wish. No, I'm not talking about an idle wish. I'm talking about, do you have a vision statement for your life? Do you have some ideals that you'll live by? And it's important that we have them. And that's the reason why we have a show like this, just to kind of stretch us and do some different things. Listen, I've got 888-329-3306 is to call in. I've got to mention it because my head is not in the sand. Did y'all see that debate last night, Jason?
Sadly, yes.
Sadly. Now, it's not a political program. I don't know who you're rooting for, but it was both sides look horrible.
Yeah, I had a headache like probably 15 minutes through. I'm like, am I really watching this right now? It was like a train wreck.
Yo, it was insane. So pray for our country. If that's the best we have to offer, my Lord and my God, we are in trouble. But call the numbers 888-329-3306. We're talking about having a personal vision statement. It's why you have to have a personal vision statement. You have to have some ideals, some standards by which you live by. You have to. Your life will rise and fall. Your life will remain the same. based upon your thoughts, based upon the vision and ideals you have for your life. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. So we're talking about that. Here's point number one, guys, before we fool around and move forward some other things. Point number one, because we have seven reasons, is when you have a vision statement for your life, right? It's personal, right? It's not right or wrong. It's your vision statement. It empowers you to clarify your life's direction. It empowers you to clarify your life's direction. Listen, a CEO of a business, right? They have a business plan to guide the company. A football coach has a game plan to lead the team. Even a builder uses a blueprint to construct the house. Your written vision plan empowers you to construct and clarify your life. It gives you the correct directions and coordinates to follow, right? It gives you inspiration and motivation you need to move forward, even in the face of fear. If you don't have a written vision, it's time to sit down and develop one. Guys, is this something you've ever thought about? I didn't at your guys' age. I didn't have a written vision. I was just living life by the seat of my pants at that point. You know, married, three kids, just trying to feed some folks. Did you ever think about having a written vision plan? Is this something you guys ever thought about, Jason?
I don't think I ever did, especially when I was younger. As I got older, yeah, I kind of, even still now a little bit, I still kind of wing it and just like,
yeah,
you know, just instead of having it written down, that's probably the more proper way to go about it. But at least for me, the realistic way was just always like, you know, didn't have a proper map to guideline to take myself, guide me somewhere. It was just more of like, all right, let's see what happens each day and just go with it. I just,
yeah,
pretty much.
Even if you wing it, there's sometimes, okay, we have it written down. You're still going to wing it from time to time. But because it's written down, you're always going to come back to it. It's like a compass. It's like a GPS. It'll draw you back right to it. Like, wait a minute. This attitude, this act, what I'm doing now doesn't line up with the vision and purpose I had for my life. You know, anybody else? Ladies, have you guys ever thought about doing that, or have you done that before?
More loose based.
Right.
Like kind of like.
Well, that's a yes.
Roundabout.
Yeah.
Not really extremely detailed as much as it's just like an overview.
Right.
You know?
But that's still something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because details change.
Right.
Yeah, the details change.
And it's also not as formal as like written out. It's kind of like just in my head.
Yeah.
Bouncing off.
Yeah, details walls. Change. I had a whole plan for my life, but y'all kids kept coming. Details change.
Again, that's not my fault.
Kaya, what about you?
Yeah, not really written down, but more like mentally.
Right.
But yeah, things definitely just happen and change everything.
Yeah. So. The vision, guys, is not so that you have to write down. The vision is just the goal. The plans change. Again, going back to football coaches and going back to architects, the goal is to build the building. Sometimes the how we do it, the plan may change, but never the goal. Guys, call in. What do you guys think about this? 888-329-3306. Is a written vision plan or written vision for your life something you ever considered? Something you ever thought about? We're talking about growing, and the reason why we have the show about personal growth and listen, your income will never exceed your personal growth. You'll probably see that later on today. You know, so we're talking about stretching. Your world doesn't change unless you change. And one of the things that we have to do, especially in these trying times, especially if you guys witnessed what we all witnessed on television last night, you're going to have a vision, a written plan. You're going to have to really go get it. And so we're talking about having a written vision for your life. And point number one, it empowers you to clarify your life's direction. You're allowed to have this. I know, Christians, that you're born again and you love the Lord and Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. But again, He never calls us to be willy-nilly. You still should let Him establish your thoughts and then write those thoughts, write those visions so that you are achieving what you were called to achieve. Guys, listen to the Ralph Graves Jr. Morning Show. The call-in number is 888-329-3306. Call in, get involved with this conversation. We have a Twitter poll that we'll be talking about later on today. Well, think about the Twitter poll before we go to break. Would you rather have an itch that you can never get to or a song stuck in your head on repeat over and over again? So That's kind of funny. But we're going to be talking about some things today. But listen to Ralph Graves Jr. Show on WWDBAM.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Good morning. My name is Jamie Jackson, and I'm one of the attorneys with Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, where we put people first. We're a full-service law firm that specializes in personal injury, workers' compensation, nursing home abuse, medical malpractice, real estate, and wills and trusts. Should you ever need any legal assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us. We can be contacted toll-free at 1-877-866-7535. Once again, that's 1-877-866-7535. Also, please visit our website at www.peoplefirstlawyers.com and see how we can assist you. And please, be sure to mention that you heard us on the Ralph Graves Jr. Show and ask for Jamie Jackson.
Set goals. Make them happen. What do you do every single day? What do you do on a daily basis? And does what you do run parallel with what your goals are? If not, that's okay. Evaluate what you do on a daily basis. Make small changes. Set goals and make them happen. The make part is writing down what you do on a daily basis, evaluating it, and then making small changes on a day-to-day basis. This is X Athletics. Age, size, abilities. We all can. This is about getting up off the ground when you're 90 years old. Functional fitness. This is a lifestyle. This is a way of life. This is a decision, a conscious decision for yourself. Coach Lee, 856-236-0810, www.xathletics.co, xathletics123@gmail.com, CoachLeaf_X on Instagram.
Revive Hydration is a proud sponsor of the Ralph Graves Morning Show. Revive Hydration is the first IV hydration and vitamin infusion service in the South Jersey area. For more details, please visit their website at www.revivehydration.com or you can give them a call at 856-485-0070. Again, their website, www.revivehydration.com, or give them a call at 856-485-0070.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Ralph Graves Jr. Show. My name is Ralph Graves. So glad to have you guys here today. We're talking about vision. Call the numbers, 888-329-3306. If you heard those commercials, your commercial could be heard too. So if you want to take out an ad on this show to keep this show on the air, you can email Kyair, and her email is
k.burt@gmail.com.
K.burt, B-U-R-T, what is it?
C3E@gmail.com.
So if you want to get your ad played, and we'll talk about how to get that done, but it can be heard as well. We're talking about having a vision for your life, talking about writing down a vision statement. Have any of you guys tried that? Have any of you? We went around the room, but I'm not really hearing from a Facebook Live or my Instagram Live crowd. Have you guys tried writing down a vision statement for your life? You have to have a vision statement and ideals. These are very important to your life as in regards to personal growth, even biblically. Coming back with the verse of the day, talking about your thoughts being established, but even biblically in Proverbs 16:3, commit your work unto the Lord and your thoughts will be established. After I've joined in this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I committed my work and my way, I've gave my life completely over to God, He establishes my thoughts. He gives me visions and ideals by which how to live my life so that I can maximize my time here on earth. Heard something yesterday. They say that, and we never think about it while we're alive, but I heard I actually read a note from a guy who passed away. He said that the funny thing about life is its brevity. It's its brevity. He was in his 80s. So yeah, life is short. We're going to have a vision for our lives. We have to have a vision plan. You have to write down a vision for your life. Here's reason number two. We did reason number one. Number one was it empowers you to clarify your direction. Here's another reason why we have to write down the vision. Write down a vision and have some ideals, some standards. Number two, it allows you to guard your life against imbalances. Imbalances. If you live long enough, your life will be full of imbalances, not just regular challenges, Jason and Kyer and Janae, but imbalances that we allow in our lives that kind of that knock us off course. A written vision plan helps you focus on things essential to living your best life. So as you write down your vision, what is the best life for you, right? A written vision plan helps you focus on the things essential to living your best life. It helps you maintain a healthy balance between where you are, where you desire to go. Some people sacrifice their family for a career. Others sacrifice their health for temporary pleasure or a nurturing relationship with their children for worldly success. If you want a healthy marriage, a successful career, productive children, stable finances, or good health, it's possible if you have a clearly written vision plan that maintains a cohesive balance with all these different areas of your life. Okay, that's what it does. I don't think anybody in here wants to be out of balance. I don't think anybody listening or watching wants to be out of step or wants to have imbalances in their lives. And so as we think about writing out, and I'm not talking about guys a detailed step-by-step vision, but just write a sentence. What are your values? What are your ideals? What is the vision you have for your life? And guard that vision. I'm going to tell you what else it does too, guys. It'll stop you from joining with folks whose vision doesn't match yours. It'll stop you with some foolish associations that you have. When you start saying, wait a minute, what they're about to do doesn't line up with the vision that I have for my life or my family. What they're about to engage, I can't engage with them in that because it doesn't line up. So it allows you to guard against imbalances. Guys, call in 888-329-3306. Guys, if you haven't already, I wrote a book called Unstoppable. I don't know if you guys can see it on the screens here, but if you're listening in your car, WWDB AM 860 AM or WWDBAM.com, you can go to RalphGravesJr.com, pick up my book Unstoppable, 7 Universal Laws That Will Transform How You Pursue and Achieve Success. And one of those things is not covered in the book, but we're talking about today is write a vision down, the importance of writing a vision down. So it helps you guard against imbalances. Number three, we're going to have some discussion here with the crowd and hopefully some folks are chiming in on Facebook Live. It helps you filter the distractions. It kind of coincides with number two because some distractions can kind of force some or create some imbalances in our lives. A filter is a device used to extract impurities from air and water. We know what a filter is. So a vision for your life, a vision statement will act as a filter. A vision statement will act as a filter. I know that I'm kind of stretching you today as far as giving it some thought of writing down a vision statement. A written vision plan for your life allows you to say yes to what matters most and no to those activities that are detrimental to your vision. Now, the reason why I do mountain biking, the reason why I do a lot of stuff, they're stress relievers for me. They are, what do people call them? Care days, personal care days?
Self-care.
Thank you. Self-care. I need the great outdoors, Chase. I need that. Other people need other things. I need that.
Nothing wrong with that. I like going outside as well. So
I have to get away. I got to get off the grid for a little while. But it allows me to those activities help me in my vision, believe it or not.
We all got our escapes.
Yeah. My escapes are things like that. Those activities help me. And so the vision statements kind of help you filter out distractions. Think about some of the distractions you have in your life. Would you really have all of these distractions if you stuck to your vision statement that you wrote down for your life? Again, it's a statement, guys. I bet you if you have a job, right? If you have a job, you have a career, you know, I guarantee you there's a mission statement or a vision statement for the place that you work, right? You should have one for your life. I was y'all know I'm a retired police officer, and we had one of our stations, the guy had to man the desk, or the lady had to man the desk, and right behind them was the mission statement. Right behind them, every day they said under the vision or the mission statement. Every day they said under it. And so one of the things we used to do, and Ray Jones, if you're listening, we used to sit in the interviews. And when guys were looking for promotions, Jason, I would ask them, what's the mission statement? Now, they sat under it all day, every day, 5-6 years. Very seldom did anyone know the mission statement.
The answer was right in front of them.
Right in front of them, all day. I'm sure where we are at WWDB in Bala Cynwyd, I'm sure they have a mission statement.
I don't think we do, but.
No?
No. Huh? I don't think we do, no.
I bet you if you dig in the archives, man.
Maybe, but I don't see anything written on the walls here. I've looked over everything.
No, so you're looking around. Jason's looking around the studio right now.
I don't see any mission statement whatsoever.
Yeah. But you got to have one. You got to have one. I'm sure they have one when they built this. You need a vision statement or a mission statement for your life. We have one down at the church. We have a vision and a mission statement. It helps you filter the distractions. Does this activity, does this mindset, does what I'm about to engage in, does it line up with the vision that I have for my life? And I have the vision because I wrote a statement, and I kind of look at that statement every now and again to see if it lines up with my life or what I'm about to do, this attitude, this unforgiveness, whatever the case may be. So guys, it's very important. It's not just happenstance. It's not just something to do. Number four, kind of running through them, but still, number four. The reason why I need to have a written vision statement, it aids you in identifying where you are. Now, I want to stop and pause. I'm going to talk to my fine team in the room. Have you ever done an evaluation of where you are professionally, spiritually, and personally? You have to know where you are. Have you guys done that? Let's go around the room. Janae?
Yes, I definitely can say yes to that question.
Okay.
I do it pretty often, I guess, like every month.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's not designed to get you down and depressed. Mm-hmm. It's just got to know where you are. Scott, what about you? Let me go to Kyair first before I get ladies first, Jason. Kyair, have you taken the time to identify, okay, this is where I am. I'm trying to go here, but this is where I am. But have you taken time to identify where you are?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And how do you, like when you do that, do you have a process for doing that? Or you just, you know, okay, I just where I am.
Yeah.
And so if you find yourself in a place where you're not satisfied, what do you do? Like, what do you do?
Apply myself more.
Okay.
So. Yeah, like that's when you like redo the details.
Yeah.
So you guys have a vision. Just haven't written it down.
Yeah, it's just not written down or on my mirror at home.
Jason, what happens to you, man, when you identify like where you are? Okay, I'm Jason and I've identified where I am. See, this vision statement or this vision helps you identify. What's your process with that, man?
I probably hit the whiteboard and just kind of like, if I don't know, probably I don't do it as often as I should, but like probably every maybe few months I kind of like, all right, assess where I'm at and just kind of like, you know, take a step back and just realize, all right, what can I do to go further and kind of just try to go down that different path again. And that same path, but just have a different mindset instead of being stuck and just like, you know, just hitting back to basics.
Yeah.
And pretty much do it that way.
You said something, man. I hope everybody caught it. You pull out the whiteboard. I do that too. What a whiteboard is, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, some of you might know, it's just, it could be a sheet of paper, it could be whatever, where you're just right, you're kind of just mapping where you are, where you've come from. You get a chance to look at it and see it. You get a chance to say, where am I going? What's my next strategy? What do I need to be praying about? Lord, lead me. I want to be at a certain place. You have to keep tabs on that, guys. You have to. Gone are the days. Now, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe some people just made up different. But I think if you're listening to this show, we kind of share the same mindset because we've been here almost a year. And if we didn't have the same mindset, you'd have definitely don't listen anymore. Some people don't mind working 30 years for the gold watch, and that's that. But I got a feeling that this crowd wants to be the best that they can possibly be. I got a feeling that this crowd wants to be wants to stretch themselves. And so that's why we have shows like this, right? That's why we talk about this. Tommy Donahue says, I'm going to work on my statement for sure. Never even thought about doing this. My vision is to make it to heaven. So is mine, Tommy. So is mine. My vision is to make it to heaven. But while I'm down here, I want to be of some earthly good use. I want God to be able to use me while I'm here. I don't want to get to heaven. And he said, man, I gave you all those talents and you didn't put them to use down there. I gave you a man of influence, Tommy, but you didn't do anything with it down there. And so, yes, my vision, ultimate goal, because we're all leaving here, right? One thing about life, none of us get out of it alive. We're all leaving here. I want to be of some earthly good in service to God. And so I have to have my thoughts, my works established in him so he can establish my thoughts. And so I need to write down the vision, write down the plan, write down how I can serve more, how I can give more. Was I kind today? Was I lovely today? Did I represent, I hope I wasn't ugly. I hope I didn't just hurt. I hope I wasn't a bully today. So when you're writing these things down, it helps you to identify where you are. Maybe as a younger parent, you weren't, you kind of thought you failed your kids. But now as an older parent, I don't know who I'm talking to, say, you know what? I wasn't a right dad back then or a right mom back then. Let me be what they need today. But it helps you identify where you are. Thank you for chiming in with that, Tommy. Thank you for letting me know you listened to the program. Thank you. 888-329-3306 is the call-in number. If you're watching on Facebook or Instagram Live, so glad to have you. We are talking about the importance of writing a vision statement and ideals. We're talking 7 reasons why you need a personal vision statement. We're going to take a break right here. We'll be right back after these messages. Call in 888-329-3306. You're listening to WWDBAM.com, 860 AM on the dial. We will be right back.
Good morning. My name is Jamie Jackson, and I'm one of the attorneys with Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, where we put people first. We're a full-service law firm that specializes in personal injury, workers' compensation, nursing home abuse, medical malpractice, real estate, and wills and trusts. Should you ever need any legal assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us. We can be contacted toll-free at 1-877-866-7535. Once again, that's 1-877-866-7535. Also, please visit our website at www.peoplefirstlawyers.com and see how we can assist you. And please, be sure to mention that you heard us on the Ralph Graves Jr. Show and ask for Jamie Jackson.
Set goals. Make them happen. What do you do every single day? What do you do on a daily basis? And does what you do run parallel with what your goals are? If not, that's okay. Evaluate what you do on a daily basis. Make small changes. Set goals and make them happen. The make part is writing down what you do on a daily basis, evaluating it, and then making small changes on a day-to-day basis. This is X Athletics. Age, size, abilities. We all can. This is about getting up off the ground when you're 90 years old. Functional fitness. This is a lifestyle. This is a way of life. This is a decision, a conscious decision for yourself. Coach Lee, 856-236-0810, www.xathletics.co, xathletics123@gmail.com, CoachLeaf_X on Instagram.
Revive Hydration is a proud sponsor of the Ralph Graves Morning Show. Revive Hydration is the first IV hydration and vitamin infusion service in the South Jersey area. For more details, please visit their website at www.revivehydration.com or you can give them a call at 856-485-0070. Again, their website, www.revivehydration.com, or give them a call at 856-485-0070.
Welcome back to the Ralph Graves Jr. Show. It's time for the verse of the day. Or your second verse of the day. It's easy to lose yourself in the day-to-day, but that's why a written statement can be so helpful. Proverbs 23:7 reminds us, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." So just write it down and stay focused. I'm Janae Graves, and this has been your verse of the day.
So we're talking about writing a vision statement. Thank you for that, Janae. Thank you for that. I had Janae read that verse because I didn't want you to think that James Allen just was just came up with a great title, you know, As a Man Thinketh. No, he actually read Proverbs 23:7. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Okay, so we are, you know, what we think in our hearts, and that's who we are. So it's important that we have a proper vision statement for our lives. Now, you get that. The writer of Proverbs tells us you get that after you commit your way to the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." Even that means he establishes my thoughts. He establishes my thoughts. Now, I know. Now, what I'm going to say is going to be bizarre. This is where I'll leave some people if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ. Right? It's where I'm going to leave. This is where we probably get off, probably take a different exit. Yeah, it is warm in here today. Kyrie yeah, says, no, it's hot in here. Turn the air on, Jason. No, this is where we kind of take a different exit. We talked about the silliness of that debate last night, right? I was watching that debate, and I'm so glad. Yes, I live here in the United States of America, but I'm so glad that I have a citizenship in another kingdom. I'm so glad that I'm a citizen of God's kingdom, that because even in this mess, I will be kept. Even in this mess, Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." That's my number one priority, to be a good citizen within God's kingdom through the death, burial, and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. You know, and I'm a citizen of another kingdom. And so that's just where I believe. And like I said, we might part ways that way. But it, you know, that's I'm a Bible believer through and through. Right. And so with that, after my thoughts are established, giving my life over to Christ, he established my thoughts. And so I need to write down my vision statement. I need to write down where I'm going. And so we talked about the first three things. Why we need to do this is it empowers you to clarify my life's direction. Number two, it allows you to guard against imbalances in your life. That's why I write it down. Number three, it helps me filter the distractions. Number four, it aids you in identifying where you are. In order to know where you're going, you have to know where you are. You have to know where you are, right? Number five, it equips you to move towards a better future. It equips me to move toward a better future. I can't move forward if I don't know where I am. And so if I write this vision statement, it equips me to move forward. I have written here, "A ship that sets sail for an island destination is equipped with a compass that navigates that direction, a rudder to help the pilot steer the ship, and a plan to set a course to its destination." If everything else has a plan to reach a certain destination, why do you think we can operate without a plan? Why do you think that you know, it's just going to happen if I pray about it? No, you still have to have a God-inspired vision and plan for your life. When you are equipped to move toward your destined future, your focus will shift from yesterday's problems to today's possibilities to tomorrow's promises. All right? Let me help everybody listening. Today will be full of opportunities, but there is only one best opportunity that lines up with your vision. All right? Tomorrow's gone. I mean, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is not here. Today is full of opportunities, but it will only have one best opportunity. And how do you know if that opportunity is best? You know if it's best because if it lines up with the vision that you have written or you have that you know that you have for your life. Today, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to have opportunities. Listen, I've had some opportunities that I took part in and that I did that really after a while was cool at first, but it really didn't benefit my vision. Really didn't benefit where I was going. Today is going to be full of opportunities. You're only going to have one best opportunity. So why not make sure it lines up with your vision, right? With this written vision will help you shift from yesterday's problems to today's possibilities for tomorrow's promises. All right? Yesterday is what it is. You might have messed up yesterday. God graced you would allow you to see today. You can get it right today. All right? So this is what it equips you to move towards a better future. I think we all want a better future. I think we all want a better future. We all want a better future. And writing this vision statement, if you don't want a better future for yourself, right? This is the wrong radio program to be listening to. You know, I don't want to just retire and just sit back and I don't mind watching the sun rise and sunset, but there's still, I want to be empty. I think I said last week that when I die, I want my quiver to be empty. I want to have shot all of my arrows. I want to be the best that I could possibly be with every moment of my life. So it equips you to move toward a better future. Guys, the calling number is 888-329-3306. I started to say I was going to give away a prize for the first or for the third caller that called in, but I don't know why I didn't finish that statement. Now I only got a few minutes left, but I still might give away the prize. What do you guys think? Give away the prize?
What's the prize?
$20 gift card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
Next week.
See, Janae said no. I was going to cash out the third caller. Nah. $20. Janae
next
said no.
Week. Okay. Next week.
Jason said no too. He's like, I don't know. No, Kyer. Three no's. But next week we'll have a gift. Hey guys, what do you think about this Twitter poll? This Twitter poll was.
Let me find it.
Janae, what was the Twitter poll?
The Twitter poll was: would you rather have a song stuck in your head or an itch that you can't reach?
And what song would you rather have stuck in? I'm just adding to that.
So you never choose the song that gets
I'm choosing
stuck in
the
your
song.
Head. You like it just happens to be there. And like you don't choose. Oh, today this is the song.
Right. So it's just a song. You're guaranteed to get sick of it.
Yeah, it's like Barney song or something.
So join in on that. I said I'd rather have a song stuck in my head than an itch.
I have a comment about point number five.
What's that?
Still, it equips you to move toward a better future.
Yeah.
And even if you know, you currently live in a place in your life or whatever, and you're fine. Like you're pretty content. You know, like there's nothing exactly wrong.
Right.
There's nothing exactly right.
Right.
But you're content. I guess it could be even said that it equips you just to move toward a different future. Like just something different, a change.
Yeah.
And who knows if it'll be better.
I have unfortunately, and I'm glad you said that, different future. I have unfortunately met people, and some of you have met people. And I ain't talking about you, but there's a way out of it. What I'm trying to say is this. They have never left the city that they were born in.
Yeah, and like it would just be
they have grown up.
Just something different?
They've been, you know, everybody's grown up in grandmom's house, six generations. And they may have left the city only to move into the same type city that they left. And you know, all of that is mindset, right?
Right.
Like all of that is mindset. You can leave the location, but if your mind doesn't change, nothing in your life will change. I need to move. Why? If you're going to move, be a better person, grow personally, because you're going to be the same person in a different city, attracting the same people. Attracting this, doing the same bad habits. Your life doesn't change until you change. Your life doesn't become large until you grow. Until you can be a success right where you are, or you can say, I need to move, I need a change, all that kind of crazy stuff. But you still need to have a vision and a vision plan for your life. Thank you, Deshauna. Yes, I've met people that are completely, they say they're stuck, but are they really stuck? Are they really stuck, or this is just a refusal to grow personally? I mean, I read something the other day, blew my mind. Like you are today, where you are today is where you, what you prepared for, Jason, 3 to 5 years ago. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's, things change on the drop of a dime. And like 3 years ago, I did not think I would be in the position I am now. And yeah, it's just trying to, like, you know, it's, I always kind of reflect from time to time and like see where I was like 10 years ago, 9 years. I kind of just like see where I was and kind of see if I'm evolving or see how things go from each year, from where I'm at now to where I was 3 years ago, and kind of seeing like, I'm hoping I'm progressing in the right direction instead of going backwards. And I like to think that I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And people, man, it's just like, you know, it's Joy Smith, thank you for checking in. She said, wherever you go, there you are. She said, who made that song? You can't hide from yourself. You know, you can't hide from yourself. You have to constantly grow. You can't be stuck. You can't be stuck in that same old mindset. You have to listen. Maybe this might be this whole concept. Change your mind, change your life. Exactly, Deshauna. I've been preaching that for such a long time. Maybe this whole concept of writing a vision statement down is foreign to you. Maybe you're over 50 like I am and say, I've never done it before. Do it. You still have a greater part of 25, 30 years, 35 years left. Still begin to write the vision down. If you're younger, write it. Write it. Write the vision down for your life. All right. Number six, I did number five. It equips you to move toward a better future. Number six. Got about 15 minutes left in the show. I want to get to it. It serves as your roadmap. Pastor Graves, why should I write down a vision statement for my life? Even the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. All right, that's something that good old church folk love to quote until it comes to something personal in their lives. But it serves as your roadmap. Back in the day, believe it or not, guys, before GPS, people used the roadmap. People used a road
MapQuest.
MapQuest, right?
That's where I grew up.
MapQuest. My passion pusher, she says on Instagram Live, a lot of people get stuck because they get in a state of complacency. Thank you for joining in there. But it thank you for saying that, because people do get stuck at this complacency. I have arrived. I have never arrived, nor will I ever arrive. I'm just saying that. That's the mindset that I have. So I have this vision statement for point number six. It serves as a roadmap. Back in the day, people used roadmaps. I remember going on trips. You guys are way too young. My dad, right, we used to take road trips, and he had AAA, and AAA would give you a, oh man, I wish my mom was listening, triptych. Hope I said it right. Old schoolers, where you at? Give you a triptych. And what a triptych is, a triptych was an actual paper roadmap that highlighted your entire trip. You told AAA where you were going, and they highlighted it from your door, the fastest route, from your door to the destination. It's called a triptych, right? So that's what roadmaps are. But now we got GPS. You guys understand that, and might come up on a navigation system on your car. But today's, with those advances, all we have is GPS. But a GPS, it gives you the directions you need in seconds. That's what a GPS does. If the direction changes, what the GPS does that the map couldn't do back in the day, it kind of recalibrates within a few seconds to give you an alternate route, right? Your vision plan acts as a GPS for your life. That's why you need to write it down. This is my GPS. Listen, you're going to hit potholes. You're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to hit detours, right? But your vision will give you the turns and the alternate routes you need to take to get to your ultimate destination. Being clear on where you want to be is deeply important, and pursuing it passionately helps you grow and develop into the person you were designed to be. So it serves as a roadmap. Yes, it will reroute you. It will reroute you if you get off course. You gotta have it. Here's the beautiful thing about being off course. You can always get back on course. But we don't want to stay off course that long. We don't want to stay off course that long. I guess the question probably should be, and I didn't even have this question out there. Maybe you guys can help me with this. How often should I look at my vision statement? Like, how often should I check to make sure I'm on course? What do you guys say?
I guess as often as it's needed. Like, yeah, you know when you're veering off. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know, and I think you know the point right before you started to veer off. Like,
Like you see this happen.
Yeah, like once it happens, you knew it was gonna, like you knew you were going off track, but you were just like, oh, I got it. And then it's like, okay, well now a couple, you know.
Yeah.
You should turn around now.
Okay.
Get back to your vision statement.
Good morning, Dawn Moss. Yes, thank you for checking in. Jason, what did you say? How often do you should you check this vision statement? I got another question too. It's going to be tight after this one. Go ahead.
I agree. I kind of like as often as needed. I mean, I don't want to say like, oh, maybe every quarter mark, but like, yeah, whenever you feel stuck is, you know, there's no like set amount. Just whenever you feel stuck, you just go right to it.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you another thing, guys. I'm going to tell you another thing about this vision statement about traveling on life. You have to have somebody that a navigator with you. To know this is where you're trying to go, that'll say you're off course, right? I'm in the car. I don't know how many times I've been in a car, and my beautiful wife is in the car with me. There were times I would not be paying attention, and she would say, no, back up. You've missed the exit. We have to be transparent enough to have someone in our lives that'll tell us you missed the exit. You missed it right here. This doesn't line up with the vision you shared with me for your life. This doesn't line up. This is where the accountability partners come in. This is where folks come in that you know, we kind of trust with this. We have some people that, because not everybody can speak into your life, but some folks can. And so when you share your vision statement with them, have somebody you can share it with, because there are going to be times where you're going to want to do what you want to do because it looks great at the time. It looks great at the moment. Doesn't quite line up with your vision, but it looks good. You're going to need somebody to tell you, do not get off this exit. This does not line up with what you told me. Or where you told me you wanted to go. This doesn't line up.
And like someone who just questions. Instead of like, because that would be my approach if I was ever someone's.
And you should be somebody's navigator. Somebody's whatever.
My approach would be, why are you doing this? Like, what about this is going to help you reach your goal? Like, like tell me. Like, maybe your vision changed and I just don't know yet. Maybe we're going somewhere else.
And maybe you need to hear yourself say it out loud.
Yeah.
Deanna Clifford, not all the time, but whenever you need to check yourself. She said she doesn't check all the time, but whenever you need to check yourself. What do you guys think about the...
Did you see my mom?
Yeah, I did. I saw my mom. My mom said, I'm listening. Maps came with a triptych. I know I was right, Mom. I paid attention as a kid. What do you guys think about, and I only got about 5 minutes left, what do you guys think about really having that navigator? There, you guys in this room have helped me navigate through some stuff. You know, hey, should I do this when it comes to radio? Should I do this when it comes to television? You know, you say, you're already doing that. That may not line up with what you're trying to do, or why are we duplicating things? What do you guys think about having that? Good morning, Ken. What do you guys think about having somebody to kind of help you navigate through this thing on this vision? Deshauna Clark said, yes, get another set of eyes, another set of trusted eyes. Because sometimes we can't trust ourselves, am I right? Sometimes we're impulsive.
Yeah. You want what you want when you want it.
Right. And that might knock us off course. That might knock us 3 years off course, Jason.
Yeah, I don't mind having an extra pair of eyes or extra set of ears. When I, like, even like right now, if I'm working, if I don't hear something correctly, I go to someone else. Hey, did you hear this properly, or just anything else? Like, I second guess myself a lot, so it's good to have someone trustworthy enough to fall back on to kind of guide you through certain things when you don't want to be by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta have that. Guys, number seven, I got 2 minutes left. I hope you guys enjoyed the program. There's somebody, is that somebody online? I don't know. But anyway, somebody may be calling in. Uh-oh. But here's the point number seven, last point. It inspires you to focus forward without holding on to past regrets. We hold on to so many past regrets. Believe it or not, the vision statement will allow you to move forward without hope. There are things in my life I regret. There's some stuff in your life you regret. But instead of sitting at home, worrying about I should have went left and should have went right. No. The vision statement helps me to focus forward instead of holding on to past. You know what those past regrets are? Those past regrets are they're good chapters in your book. So when all of you write the book, listen, I want all of you become authors. You can teach us and talk to us how you came out of that. Yes, you regretted it, but how the Lord brought you through. Guys, we talked about 7 reasons why you should write down a vision statement. DeShawna Clark says the key is the trusted set of eyes. You can't let everybody see your vision. You're exactly right, my dear sister. You're exactly right. Everybody can't see your vision. Matter of fact, it has to be a person who has a vision themselves. It has to be a person whose values line up with your values. It has to be a person that's moving in the same direction. It cannot be a person who's afraid that you will outgrow them. Oh, man, I wish I had more time. I'm preaching now. You cannot share your vision and your goals with people who are afraid that you'll outgrow them, because they will do everything they can. And 9 times out of 10, people are afraid for your growth because they really believe that they're going to lose position with you. And quiet is kept. There are some people that need to lose a place. They need to lose that position with you. So make sure that trusted set of eyes also has some values of their own. It also has a vision of their own, that you can assist each other to becoming the best that you can possibly be. So point number 7, it inspires you to focus forward without holding on to past regrets. So there you have it, guys. 7 reasons on why you should have a personal vision statement, a vision statement with some ideals, which are strictly standards, because I'm telling you, you will remain, you will rise, you will fall according to your thoughts, according to the vision you have for your life, according to your standards and your ideals. All right. I hope I helped somebody today. I really did. I know I talked a lot. We didn't have a whole lot of interaction and we didn't get to stuff, but it was 7 points. And I really hope I helped somebody. Now, guys, listen, the most important thing you could do is give your life to Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing you're going to do. Yes, we are going to die and we're going to spend eternity somewhere, right? But if you really want to get your life laid out here and want to find some direction, give your life to Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Some folks have asked me, "Pastor, why do you always quote John 3:16? Because it's simple. It's easy. And I look at Billy Graham. Billy Graham, he had one sermon, and that was John 3:16. So I don't need a bunch of sermons, but this is one right here. If you do that, if you give your life to Christ, your life will change. Deanna Clifford says, "How do you find that person to help keep you in line if it's not your spouse?" Well, Deanna, you know what? That'll make for a great show. So come back next week and we're going to talk about how to find the right people to get on your team. Amen, everybody. Thanks for checking in. Final thoughts, team? Final thoughts?
No.
No final thoughts? Kyrie, any final thoughts?
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Jason?
Stay positive.
Stay positive, everybody. My name is Pastor Ralph Graves. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.